Could be fun. Don't have to worry about your meals or what you're going to do Saturday night.
Hey, you've been great. See you in the cafeteria.
Maybe you're right. Maybe we will see each other again. Hey there.
Giving this role, were you aware that terror was going on throughout the nation?
Oh, no, of course not. I had high hopes that people would react as they do in a movie of that kind, and I don't know that they did particularly, and so I've given up. One doesn't believe in the radio audience much. You don't know that they're whether they're listening or not. You have no idea how many people are listening and what they're thinking. I had every hope that that the people would be excited as they would be at a melodrama.
Yeah, for some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
Yeah. Now to absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.
The book of Revelations tells us to watch for the seven signs of evil.
Wait, sign of evil number 4.
Continuing our sign of evil countdown, here's Vanessa Williams.
Yesterday's inauguration was a rough day for members of QAnon, which is a bizarre collection of online conspiracy theories from a complicated plot connecting UFOs and the Illuminati to the claim that certain celebrities, entrepreneurs, and politicians are lizard people disguised in human skin. Of course, some of the lizard man skin suits are less convincing than others. You may know of QAnon thanks to their extensive product placement at the Capitol Hill riot.
Q!
QAnon crazies take their marching orders from a shadowy online anonymous figure named Q. No one knows his or her or its real name. Now, Q has posted thousands of cryptic messages since 2017, claiming, among other things, that the 45th president was secretly spearheading a spiritual war against an elite cabal of child-eating Satanists who controlled Washington, Hollywood, and the world, and would soon corral his enemies for military tribunals and mass executions in a show of force they called the Storm. For 4 years, Q kept saying, today's the day, and then nothing happened that day. Meanwhile, the online promoters of Q's failed prophecies were raking in cash by selling QAnon merchandise. I can't believe they're making them pay for merch. The best cults give you free Kool-Aid and Nikes. The election presented a bit of a problem for Q. If the all-powerful guy who was supposed to do the powerful thing wasn't in power anymore, how was he supposed to do the thing? So yesterday, QAnon followers watched the inauguration like Linus in a pumpkin patch.
Stupid! What do you mean, stupid? Just wait till next year, Charlie Brown. You'll see. Next year at this same time, I'll find a pumpkin patch that is real sincere. And I'll sit in that pumpkin patch until the great pumpkin appears.
And the conspiracy peddlers kept leading them on, promising things like the Bidens, Obamas, and Clintons would be rounded up and executed for child sex trafficking, treason, and other crimes, and that the former president would remain in power. Okay, it sounds deranged, but there are a lot of weird internet theories about that guy. For instance, is he part Sasquatch? Now, by the time Biden was sworn in, it became apparent that the storm wasn't coming, and QAnon followers started posting things like, I can't stop crying. I feel sick, disgusted, and disappointed, and it's over. It is sadly, sadly over. It was a short walk from Q to why? One follower was in disbelief, posting, it simply doesn't make sense that we all got played. Yes, it does. You listen to some rando on the internet. But if you would like to get revenge on that rando, all you have to do is send some money to a Nigerian prince I know. Or just send it to me. I'll make sure he gets it. But then again, not everything can make as much sense as JFK Jr. faking his own death in order to one day reemerge to join the Republican ticket and stop Bill Gates from microchipping our vaccines. Come on, QAnon followers. It's not too late to join the rest of us in the rational world and wait for Jesus to come back on a cloud of glory to judge the living and the dead. Now, after the inaugural, Q followers got a dose of reality from one Q Forum administrator who posted, we have a new president sworn in, and it is our responsibility as citizens to respect the Constitution, adding, please remember all the friends and happy memories we made together over the past few years. Turns out the real conspiracy theory was the cannibal lizard friends we made along the way.
You gotta try something.
You got a job at the radio station?
Oh, great, that place. It's dark and dirty and has, like, what, those three weirdos who work there?
Enjoy.
Thank you.
feel like we're here. You can see that we can really feel like we're here.
I was looking through, and there was this firefly that was going all around the room. And I held out my finger, and the firefly landed on my finger.
We can really feel like we're here.
And the crazy thing was that I felt it.
Is he okay?
No, I think he's having a seizure.
You can get the feeling that you're really in a place. You can get the feeling that
he's not allowed to move. He's not moving.
You're recording.
Yeah, no, I mean, this street is just completely flooded.
Yeah.
Can you guys see this behind me? I mean, this is...
Hi, Mom.
And this is what
it's
it looks like.
It's crazy to feel like you're in the middle of it.
The crazy thing was...
We can really feel like we're here.
Your brain just thought you were feeling
exactly.
It.
We are actually going to verify every single experience.
Sorts, but one that you never leave.
Reporting from the entire end.
I was looking through. It just looked realer.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
And I held out my finger. And the crazy thing was,
he's not allowed to move. He's not moving. But his intentionality is being captured over there.
Exactly.
We can really feel like we're here.
It feels like we're really here, and it's obviously a tough place to get to now. And a lot of people are really suffering with the aftermath of the hurricane.
Why not? What's stopping you?
Absolutely lovely, and just kind of cool to be able to go places you can't go.
He's not moving.
Shadows and echoes.
What do you want?
Can be of value.
She's reaching in and just about to kiss me.
Because there'll be nothing out there anymore.
Or worse.
Oh, that's the end of the demo.
You good now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, it's okay.
I'm okay.
You good, man?
Yeah.
What would you say if somebody got this on video?
That was Negative Land with We Can Really Feel Like We Are Here, in their 2020 album, The World Will Decide.
While you was gone, you must have done a lot of favors. You got a whole lot of things I don't think that you could ever have paid for. While you've been busy crying about my past mistakes, I've been busy trying to make a change. And now I made a change.
Next, we hear from Madhur Maktur, who just signed with Matador Records and has his first single out on the new label, Chismitten, 2020 new music from Madhur Maktur.
Thank you. Hi, folks. Before we begin taping today, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Peter Jenks of the Federal Communications Commission. Okay?
Thank you, Mr. Barris. I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a television network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting, behavior is 1 year in prison or a $10,000 fine or both. Anyone making a sick, subversive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison for booking under Edict Number 364. Of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a law.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter, We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Find out where the music takes Lose on the next Deep Threes as the jazz ensemble brings together electric guitar, cello, and spoken word. Plus tracks from Ornette Coleman, Kronos Quartet, Portapak, and Avid Duo. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
The sound you hear is a recording of the warning siren in case of an imminent nuclear attack.
If this was an actual attack warning, would you be prepared?
Would your family be prepared?
If not, CA Survive All, civil defense approved, steel and concrete, basement type, fallout shelter.
The shelter, along with a basic equipment kit, affords you and your family maximum protection.
Survive All shelters are FHA approved.
No money down, 5 years to pay.
Horrible though it may be, this sound may someday become a reality.
Be prepared. See a survival shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Gunel Reznikov of Chatham, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM. WGXC, grabbable, handleable, listener-fueled radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
German measles, Russian flu, Montezuma's revenge. And why do we say a foreign word whenever someone sneezes? Tomorrow, I'll take a look at swine flu, up close and personal. This is Les Nesbitt.
Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, partly sunny, colder with the highs in the mid-20s. Saturday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly clear. It will be cold with a low at around 11 degrees. And on Sunday, mostly sunny and cold with a temperature high near 20 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy and cold with a temperature low at 15 to 20 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXE. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
One speeding ticket, Columbia County.
Columbia County, everybody gets speeding tickets. How else do they pay for the roads to get plowed in the winter?
Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Picture a basement office the size of a broom closet at the corner of Fifth Avenue and Pacific Street in New York City's borough of Brooklyn. Amidst the precarious stacks of electronic apparatus, yesterday's newspaper, and the remains of an expired deli sandwich, seated in front of a radio transmitter is our lead character, the dispatcher, a shortwave radio dispatcher for hire, private contractor to the airwaves. Clientele run the gamut from your everyday Joe to a third-party broker to a neighborhood security detail. In the heyday of the locomotive, dispatchers invented their own brand of slang, somewhat like citizen band lingo of the 1970s. Carrying green signified an oncoming train with green flags or green lights prominently displayed. Carrying green signaled that a second train was following closely behind.
We've got a red caboose heading our way and it's carrying green.
In today's episode, carrying green is reintroduced. With new context comes new meaning.
The caller is carrying green, over.
Suggesting that
we're not alone.
Or
this line is tapped.
Or perhaps completely the opposite.
The caller is carrying green, over.
Indicating that
I've got your back.
Or
help is on the way.
In turn of the century America, privacy and protection commodities were consumed like the fruit toppings on a bowl of Wheaties, the breakfast of champions. Fair warning, today's episode of The Dispatcher may leave your stomach feeling a little unsettled.
Me siento mal del estómago.
Cause delay in service. By purchasing this monthly service plan, you have entered into a relationship with yours truly. Your name and contact information has automatically been entered into the sweepstakes raffle. Please hold while I take this call.
I am static! You are static! What? I am static, I cannot move! And I am risking a bubble!
Dispatch.
Power of 10. Tenure track. Tension headache tentacle. Ten speed, tensile strength, tinsel teeth, love me tender, 10 times better. This is your 10 o'clock wake-up call. 10, hut!
Strange. Where were we? Okay, for your information, Amendment 12, Section 18G of the Gemini Constant Communication Act requires that dispatchers inform clients of their right to service in the event of an emergency evacuation. Dispatch service personnel are required by law to carry mobile transmitters to offset the likelihood of service interruptions. This, my friend, is fucking bullshit. Good luck finding any Orange Zone service provider who will agree to such terms. Your transmission will be monitored at times according to the content liability laws. Violators of content liability laws will be reprimanded to the right broadcast nationwide compliance tribunal with the discretion of service dispatchers, blah, blah, blah.
And when does the service begin?
With deposit and first month's service fee paid in full and a signed licensing agreement. I can get you started today.
Well, I suppose I'm ready to begin now then. Let me grab my credit card first. Oh, here it is.
Stand by for our patented secure voice resonance login.
Modern-day dispatcher, the glue that holds the fabric of society together. The middleman, a modest man earning a meager living, in the middle of everybody's business. His finger on the pulse of the city, one might say he runs the show. But who looks after the middleman?
Look, I'm sorry that you lost your login. Everything you need to know about filing a report for a lost or stolen password is located in the help section of the licensing agreement. Read that through, give me a call back.
But I didn't lose my login. I've a head cold, and so my login isn't being recognized. My intonation is slightly different because of the cold. I can't do anything about it.
Well, if you are sick, you should be at home in bed, resting.
Oh, can't you just log me in on good faith? I have a business to run.
No, can do. Don't have the authorization for that. Without proper login, I cannot grant you or anybody else access to the system.
Come on, I'm sure you bend the rules all the time. I'm a good customer. A quick glance through your records, you'll see for yourself. You could put me on hold.
What is your problem, lady? First of all, I do not have the time to rifle through a backlog of paperwork. Secondly, do us both a favor and take better care of yourself. Take a pill, call your doctor, leave me out of it.
Well, fine. It's obvious I am speaking to a zombie robot in need of an attitude adjustment. I hope this conversation's being recorded. Let it be known that I expect a reimbursement for the day without service, and if you don't adjust my bill, I will file a report.
Sorry, lady. There's some metallic noise on the line. I didn't catch that.
Good asshole.
Some time, but make it quick and keep a lid on it.
Always good to do business with you. The virus has been released.
Yes, I know. I've witnessed it myself. We're ready to move on to phase two now.
Say the word, and I'll have your sweet little antidote in the hands of at least 20 hungry proprietors by 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Work some magic. Make it happen by 4:30, and I'll throw in a pony. It won't get back to us, will it?
Untraceable.
Dispatch.
Missing password.
Please hold. That's got to be a record number for the day.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
We got another missing password. Prepare to be patched through.
Missing password? Yes.
All right, well, let me stabilize my notepad. Okay, spell it out. How many characters?
Five, six.
Alphanumeric?
No, maybe. No, straight alpha.
Holographic?
That's still an option?
For those born before 2002, it's still the safest way to confirm immunization. So, what's it going to be, holographic or non-holographic?
Yeah, holographic.
Last time password was honored?
That would be Tuesday morning toward the purchase of bagels.
Bagels, you say? Variety of bagel?
Does it matter?
We could possibly pick up on the scent, a suspicious waft. It's part of our training.
I'll have to get back to you on that.
Any identifying characteristics, demarcations you'd like to add to this report?
Client claims the missing password is a nonsense word.
Got that. And what did you say the username was?
It's XanaDude14, spelled XANADUDE underscore, followed by a number 14. That's 14. 10-4?
We're on the case.
New York City. Home to 8 million people, 5 boroughs, never a dull moment.
What are you wearing right now?
Boy, you sound like trouble.
Hey, I think we're carrying green. Switch to the backup frequency.
Nicknamed the Big Orange after decades of unrelenting government-issued orange alert status, New York City is now plagued with corruption, rampant with civil servant disobedience, and teeters on the brink of fiscal bankruptcy and moral disrepair. Counterterrorism task forces, uniformed and plainclothed police, have privatized to compete for high-paying jobs, protecting New York's financial and cultural institutions. Corporate status is no longer measured by financial success alone. The coin has flipped. Investors base their decisions on projected security profiles. Meanwhile, insecurity flourishes, reflected in the skyrocketing crime statistics of the outer boroughs. Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, even Staten Island hugs its security blanket at night. Widespread panic ensues. There is no hiding the dwindling number of resources available to the citizens of the outer boroughs. As a temporary means of addressing an abysmal situation, the mayor elects to hand out temporary permits to volunteer citizen patrols, such as the Guardian Angels, and canine units like the Sniff Squad, in order to take back the streets and safeguard our vital information systems.
It is not enough to be vigilant. We must all take a turn protecting our city through never-ending vigilance.
Together, we will take preemptive action. Expect traffic delays and increased security checkpoints, longer lines at your local supermarket, subway station, and post office. Use credit cards so that unauthorized purchases can be tracked. Remove metal objects, shoes, jackets, and all handheld electronics. Always, always carry proper ID. New York is a city in danger, so we must keep a watchful eye. We have no greater protection than the collective sobriety of our unique brand of citizens.
A comedian once said, if you're a New Yorker and you're not in therapy, you must be crazy. Vigilante group, the Sniff Squad, formed out of a therapeutic support group for canine-identified humans.
We are canine-identified because we, like dogs, have undergone behavior modification training. The daily pressure to conform to rules and regulations continues to play a large role in defining who we are, how society views us. Dogs have a leg up here with their pack sensibility and their talent to let things roll off the shoulder.
Will dogged persistence ultimately unleash their suppressed human spirits? Every dog is his day.
You go first. Snoopy, what would you like to talk about?
I'm conflicted. I feel accepted when I obey rules, but underneath society's approval, I know that I'm not being true to myself. I turn tricks for food, whatever it takes to please. I'm eager to deliver, especially around authoritative figures. They make me nervous, and when I'm nervous, I'm hungry. And when I'm hungry, I beg for food. Attention, it's a vicious cycle, Captain.
As humans, we often find ourselves faithful and obedient, making sacrifices, yet lacking the recognition and respect we deserve for our loyal support of leadership. All the while, our canine brethren receive unconditional love for the same guard.
Good dog!
Rather than hate, man's best friend. We identify. There's life in the old dog yet. We have some work to do. Teamwork.
Dispatch.
Dispatch. Hello, dispatch.
Dispatch.
Dispatch. This is the Sniff Squad. We've got a bird in a tree. Copy.
Please repeat. Over.
We've got a bird in a tree. Repeat. A bird in a tree. Copy.
Roger that. No kidding. Continue, Sniff Squad. What can I do for you? Over.
Suspect is black. Juvenile male. Approximately 14 inches long, including tail feathers, and dressed in autumn colors. Suspect is unarmed, but appears to be a flight risk.
How can you tell?
Dispatch. Suspect is acting suspicious and making a mockery out of the investigation. Please send backup. Over.
I got another call coming in. I gotta put you on hold. Dispatch.
I would like to place an order for delivery. I would like one order early.
Please hold while I pass you through.
Better in a hurry. How may I help you?
Could you send over one order of vegetable samosa, one coconut pakora, and other of chicken vindaloo, and...
Any rice?
Oh yes, boiled rice, please.
Anything to drink?
Dispatch, please hold.
Earlier that day in a Sniff Squad patrol meeting.
Your Sniff Squad assignment this week is to summon your inner dog. While on patrol, be aware of the authority that comes with your uniformed presence. Find a balance between human and dog. Work and play. Let sleeping dogs lie. It's against our genetic makeup to obey rules all the time. So invent new rules and have fun breaking them. It's time to shake things up. If we want to survive, we need to harness the hair of the dog. metaphorically and literally.
Sniff Squad?
Yes.
Encourage your suspect to join our Prospect Park lineup in the classic B flyover formation. We've got a bird watching class holding on for identification verification.
Meet local poet Roy, recently fired from his position writing scripts for a telemarketing franchise. No longer his cup of tea. An ambitious type A personality, Roy started his own ad agency at age 11, sold the business at age 14, and still holds the reputation around the neighborhood as that kid who started his own ad agency at age 11 and sold it at age 14. Age 16, our soon-to-be poet met Wanda, his first love. Within a year, Wanda stole Roy's best ideas, broke his heart, and made herself a small fortune on the free market. Age 18, now a man, Roy put his anger aside and took up interest in the collection of vintage Culture Jam and Phone Freak magazines. He romanticizes the days when his thinking was free, before even the introduction of free weekend thinking minutes plans. Roy now works part-time for a sparse wage, placing wake-up calls for a small company. He writes his own scripts. He calls them poems. Roy is committed to the idea that someone out there is listening, and he hopes his poems can move minds from rest to unrest.
Hello?
Once upon a time, one love, just one calorie, one giant step for mankind. This is your 1 o'clock wake-up call. Wake up!
What? Oh, thank you.
Meanwhile, Sniff Squad agents approach a double-parked vehicle.
Excuse me, Sniff Squad. Do you mind stepping out of your vehicle, sir?
Yes, I do.
That's cool. That's fine. Just keep your cool, okay? Do you mind if we have a sniff around? We're looking for something.
It's not going to take all day, is it? What are you looking for?
We're looking for something to do. You sound like a man in a hurry.
I think I smell some radiator fluid.
My notepad is full. Take a mental note.
Hey, Snoopy. What do you know? He's got a frisbee in the back seat.
You serious, Clyde? Hey, Captain, he's got a frisbee in the back seat, and it's vintage.
Can we play with it, Captain?
Well, okay, let me ask. The boys want to know if you will loan us your frisbee disc, sir, for a light game of fetch.
Yeah, can we borrow it, sir?
Say yes. Say yes.
Fetch is a rewarding exercise, wouldn't you agree? It teaches us disciplinary skills and alertness while promoting healthy teeth and gums. So many useful applications. Genius, really. Are you up to date on the latest disc? Oh, I can see now that you are not. Well, this one was a notable version. It has GPS and SMS, in addition to a built-in wireless transfer. A classic. The new ones are much more streamlined, but they only let you play the traditional game. A permit for one of these babies cost a pretty dime, I'll bet. Did I mention that we're due for a break about now? Mind if we toss it around?
If I can get it back, right? Or is this...
Oh, yes, sir. Well, almost certainly. They're good jobs, sir.
I've only got a few minutes before I have to...
I'll throw it first! Okay, right here. Over here.
Yes, all right. Heads up. Here it comes. Good check.
Dispatch.
There's a problem.
Tell me that you are not screwing this up for us, Vincent.
I told you not to mention my name. I've been detained by the Sniff Squad.
What do they want?
I don't know. They said they were looking for something and they asked if they could sniff around.
Well, what did you say?
I told them they were barking up the wrong tree. No, of course not. I had to comply.
Well, did they find anything? Are they still there?
A frisbee.
What? A frisbee?
They found my frisbee in the back seat and they're across the street playing with it.
Come on, I'm open.
Grab it, I cry.
Get it.
I got it. It's mine.
Look at that!
What is it?
Get it! It's a squirrel! Get it!
The bad news is, I was storing the data on the frisbee disk.
Did you back up the data?
To save time, I chose not to. It's too late to do anything about it now. the point-to-point transfer system that activates the disc engaged on the first pass. And besides, one of them slobbered all over it.
Hey, you two, the Frisbee, pay attention. Set a good example.
Oh, yeah, right.
My bad.
No, my bad. Captain's making her way back over here. I'm carrying Green. Gotta go.
Use your brain. And don't worry about the minutes.
We only have time for one more throw.
You throw it this time and I'll catch it. Snoopy, stop chewing on it and throw it.
Yeah, totally. You ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Go.
Listen, I hate to mention this, but as you can plainly see, you are blocking a virtual parking space. Since you've been so cooperative about sharing your Frisbee, I'm going to let you off with a warning.
Gee, thanks. Man, that felt... I haven't had that much fun in...
Hell yeah, dude, hot diggity.
That was stupid real.
I really worked up an appetite.
Did you bring any snacks?
Give the gentleman back his Frisbee and thank him.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That was great.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, time to wrap up the break.
You're all clear, by the way. We didn't find anything suspicious.
Thank you for your cooperation. Good detective work, boys.
6 months earlier, in the interest of national security, citizens were asked to disengage all communication technologies equipped with menu, option, and tracking features, whereby eliminating the use of mobile phones and computers and grandstanding a back-to-basic sensibility. In concert came the announcement of a campaign for bundled thinking minutes plans. Right-wing pundits advocate that thinking minutes plans encourage conservative use of the brain. Girl Scouts peddle a new line of extreme smart electronics door-to-door. Disposable walkie-talkies and two-way radios are promoted as fashionably retro and tragically accessible, never mind one's age or income bracket. The elderly, however, perhaps slow to catch on, are baffled at how to operate these rather crude single-button devices.
This just in. All two-way radio systems have been deemed safe for toddler use and for the monitoring of babies, putting to rest, for once and for all, the myth that exposure to radio waveforms is harmful or has ever been even remotely responsible for early childhood development problems.
Protesters descend on Washington for a massive weekend-long free speech rally.
There would be even more of us here if it weren't for the ban on the dashboard EMAT systems.
The president responds to the uprising during the delivery of his weekly radio address to the American public. His is a message of unity.
Now is not the time for anonymity. The time for anonymity has passed. Now's the time for action and accountability and non-anonymity. Now's the time for fellow Americans to come together. No man, woman, or child shall be left out, regardless of race, creed, or sexuality. We will all have equal access to two-way radios in our homes, in our libraries and schools, in our places of business, in our public transit systems, in our cars, speedboats, scooters, and especially on our persons at all times. We will call ourselves the Citizen Band. United we stand. Divided, we will not stand for.
All the family.
There's only a few.